The following shir has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's Gemara is Brachas Daf Yudalet Amar Aleph. The Gemara brings down a memra from Rav Idi Bar Ovin Omer Rav Yitzchok Bar Eshion. Osor loy la'odom la'asois chafotzov koidem shi'ispalel. A person is not allowed to do his own chafotzim, his own asokim, his own needs, and be oisik in his own personal needs before he's oisik in the cheftzei shemayim, in the Rabbeinu Shalom's needs. Shenemar, tzedek lefonov yalech v'yosem l'derech pa'omov. The first thing a person does when he wakes up in the morning, and we'll discuss other tefillos as well, is to be oisik in chetzei shemayim. I'd like to discuss in this shir three points to clarify this inyan and to come out of mitzvah shem with halacha l'maisa. First of all, we have to understand the reason for this isser. What is the basis, the makor? The Gemara brings the pasuk in Tilim, Kapitel Pehei. But there are other reasons also which have to be contended with. The second clarification we will be discussing is which tefillos exactly are also. Is this only an isser in tefillos shacharis, or is this an isser in other tefillos as well? The third issue is which chafatzim are we talking about? Which tzrachim are indeed aser? Is it aser to do anything? Or is it only specific types of tzrachim? Shulchan Aruch and Aruchayim Hilchas Tefillah, Simen Pei Tes, states as follows. Also loy lehis asek betzrachov, oy leilich laderech, achi spal tefillos yudches, until a person Davin Shemayin Esrei, he's not allowed to be Oisik in his Tzrochim, or go on a trip. Ramah brings down, V'yesh Makilin, there are those that are Mekel Achash, Amra Mitzvahs Brachos, before, if he said some of the Brachos, Kedim Shemar Baruch, Sh'omar, V'tov L'Hachmer, V'zeh, Shurva Zadesh, and he brings down some in Yudches, it is definitely Kedai to be Machmir, however, there are those that are Mekel, if a person said part of Davening. Many times, especially women at home, they say Kriya Shema, they say some brachos, then they are makel to do specific chores before davening. But Beis Yosef is mavur that the iser of going on a trip, just like the Mechaber brings it down, is also from the previous Gemara. The Gemara only says also lo la'adam la'asos chafotz of koidim shi'ispalel. But the Beis Yosef, in Simen Pei Tes as well, says, Leilich Kodim Shispal, Ka'omar Sha'osol, Leilich Kodim Shispal, you're not allowed to go on a trip, because it's Bechlal, Oisa Chafatzav, it's all in the same Isser of doing your own Tzrachim, of doing your own Chafatzim before Davening. And he explains that this Gemara earlier, as Gemara that says, Kolam Espalav, Achakach Yetzel Derech, whoever is Mespalel, first, and then he goes to the Derech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysalei Chafatzim. It's a big schar that the Rabbanu Shalom takes care of his Chafatzim. Clarifies the Beis Yosef, that is not to say that it's mutter and you get a additional reward. Indeed, it's Aser. However, the reward for not doing this Iser is that the Rabbanu Shalom takes care of all his Chafatzim. What better reward is there than to have the Rabbanu Shalom himself looking out throughout the day for the success of our endeavors? The Vilna Gaon, however, makes two dinim out of it. The Vilna Gaon says that although in Beis Yosef and in the Mishnah Brura as well in Sifkat Nechof, he said the halicha b'derech habakah isik b'tzrachav, going on a trip, going on a person starting a journey is the same classification as a siyas tzrachav. Sells the Vilna Gaon. No, he's goyus like the Rif. That Asiyas Tzrachov is indeed from the pasuk of Tzedek Lefonov Yahalech. That's the halicha. When the Gemara in Daf Yudalet says also Loilodom Laasis Chafotz of Koidim Shispalel, which is l'chayr referring to all tefillos, because it's kodem sheyispalel. Doesn't say before shacharis at all. It says kodem sheyispalel. Says the Vilna Gaon, that din of kodem sheyispalel is only asering halicha l'derech, and that's the pasuk that's brought tzedek l'fonav yalech v'yasim l'derech pa'amav. That it's also for a person to go on a derech before tefillah, which is mevor, that before any tefillah, shachris, mincha, musaf, manush chodesh, or cholamay, a person is not to enter a journey before tefillah. So where do we know the fact that a person is not allowed to do tzrachim before shachris, if that's only talking about tefillah? Says the Vilna Gaon, based on the Rif, the Girsa of the Rif, that is based on a Gemara earlier in Daf Hey Amud Beis that says as follows: Tanya Abba Ben Yomin Omer Al Shnei Dvar Ma'isim Itzar. There are two things that I was pained that I or others did not keep. Kol Yomai Al Tfilasi was very important for me. Al Tfilasi Shetei Lefnei Mitasi, that my Tfilah should be in front of my bed. Val Mitasi Shetei Nesuna Ben Sofon LeDorim. In fact, the Gemara, what does it mean that my tefillah should be in front of my bed? We know that a person should not have anything separating him from the kir, because it says, we learned earlier, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi, Tevi Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, Menayin, L'mispalel, Shalo Yehidov, Echoytiz, Beinoy, Lebein HaKir, Shenem, Avayatsev, Chizkiyohu, Ponov, El HaKir, V'yispalel. We see that a person should ideally try to daven in front of a wall and not in front of a bed. It does not mean, he's not referring to davening in front of a bed, but rather that it should be close in time to my mito. Rashi, I was always nizar not to do anything before tefillah, not to do any type of melacha, and not even to be yosek b'toyra, kishramada demi mitosi ad she'ekra krishma v'espala, until I said krishma, and pashas v'espala means tefillah shemayna esrei. So, says the Vilna Gaon, from this Gemara we see that even though there's a Gemara earlier that talks about not going on a derech, not going on a journey before tefillah, this Gemara tells us you're not allowed to do anything. Leilas is melacha, leilas is b'Torah. Even to learn before davening, says Rashi, is a problem. So Tosfos of an art, Tosfos right this brings down Rashi. Rashi Pirush says Tosfos afilu lilmoid, she also lilamid, also lilmoid koydim atfilo. In fact, Tosfos leidati minolei. This is a very big chiddush. I don't know where Rashi gets this from, says Tosfos, but I have a raya not like that. The Gemara in Daf Yudalim and Beis in Teis Daf says that Rav was makdim a mashi yodi mevorich a masli pirkei v'kurgish. But Rav washed his hands, said bracha. He would learn and then say krishma kimotas mak krishma. He would wake up early and learn before davening. So we see that lilmoid Torah, says Tosfos, is mutter, and that's the halacha. According to the Gaon brings down these two Gemaras, and the Gaon learns that the first Gemara, the Gemara on Daf Yud Dalet, is talking about halicha laderech, like we mentioned. Tzedek lefonav yalech, yosem laderech pa'omav, that a person is not allowed to go laderech before mispalel. And that's any tefillah, the tefillah of shacharis, mincha, or musaf. However, the asiyas tzrocho, the issue to do a person's own chafotzim, own tzrochim, is learned out of the Gemara, that a person that Binyamin Abba Binyamin Oimer Kol Yomi Hitzdarti Al Tfilasi She Lufnei Mitasi Gmarlan Samach Lamitasi, which is obviously talking about, is only talking about the Tfilah of Shachris. It has to be Samach Lamitasi. The first thing a person does in the morning when he wakes up is his own is Chefti Shemaim and not his own Chafatzim. So according to the Vilna Gaon, there's two dargas. There's a darga of halicha laderech, and that's and so says the Rambam. The Rambam says, is mashma the same thing. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Vav Halacha Dalet says also loy la'odom shiyitoim, a person not allowed to taste anything. Oy shiyastem elocha meyachas shiyala mod hashachar ashti yispalel tuvila shachris. He's not allowed to do any melocha. V'chein lo yashkim lepesach chaveiroi. He should not be shoyal b'shloim chaveiroi. He should not have give greetings to his friend. And then he continues v'lo yetzei baderech koydem shiyispalel. He should not go on a journey, on a trip before tefillah. And that's when he says Shispal, he doesn't say Shachris, he just says Kodim Shispal, before any type of tefillah, a person should not go on a journey. So it's before this difference, that before Shachris, a person shouldn't do anything that's Nichlal in the category of Chafotzov. Because his tefillah should always be Samach Lemito. The first thing a person does when he wakes up should be davening and not anything else. But when before going on a journey, then before Tulas Mincha, then there's a lesser classification, and that's the chashash that's mentioned in the Gemara in Shabbos, that a person should not start on a very intricate, complicated endeavor before Tefillah Dilma Mimshichi. Maybe he'll get fachapt, and this task that he's busy with, He'll get engrossed in the task, and he'll miss Chatzos Sholem, he'll miss the tefillah of Mincha or Ma'ariv or Musaf or whatever it is that he hasn't davened yet. So now another nafkamina between this in this coin is that this din of a person should not do his chafatzim before tefillah is only his own chafatzim. However, Cheftei Shemayim, a person is allowed to be Oisik in, even before Shachris. The Prima Godim, in Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Hilchas Tevila, also in Simen Pei Tesef Kontes Vav, says that Liknois Tzorchei Asudaber Shabbos Kain Tevila Shari, a person is allowed to buy, to go shopping for Shabbos, even before Shachris, the Cheftei Shemayim Hemo. It's called Cheftei Shemayim. In other words, the only Isser is a person should not be engrossed and become busy with his own Chafotzim before davening. However, Cheftei Shemayim is Mutter. And the Prima Gadam's Raya is from a Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. That it says over there, Beyontiv Me'acharav Ma'achrin Lavoi, the Beit HaKnesses, that people used to come late to Shul on Yomtiv, Shetzorach the Troyach, the Sudas Yomtiv, that they would be busy with Sudas Yomtiv even before Shachris. So what comes out, Halacha L'maisa, is that a person is not allowed to be Yoitz L'derech before any tefillah. Any malacha that has a chashash of Shema Mimshichi v'lo yispalel, that a person will get engrossed in and will not be able to tear himself away from the task at hand, he's not allowed to start before any tefillah. The Gemara mentions a person not allowed to start, Dayanam and Allah started in Torah before Mincha, before davening, or any type of malacha that has the ability to be Mamshich. Before Shachris, there's an additional iser that even a Tzorchei Shemayim, even Tzorachov, that does not have this chashash of Dilma Otsi Lemimshechi, but rather it's something that will take a minute or two, but it's considered that he's being Oisik in his Tzorachim. There's an additional iser that a person is not allowed to be Oisik in his own Tzorachim Lefnei Tzorchei Shemayim, and that iser is only an iser Benegeya Tfilas Shachris. And the Levush says, Iker Mashik Bidu Chazal Tfilas Shemana Esrei Ekpidu Shlo Yakvenu Oiso. That's the regular Shemana Esrei, the regular davening. There's an issue not to be ma'akev. Now there is a kula that's brought down, that something that's a quick thing that's just something that's very akroidic, something that's a fleeting task, would be okay. So now, Now the in Halicha Shloima, Shlomo Zalman says that when a person is allowed to do tzarchi shemayim before tefila, not necessarily does it have to be a matonalani just giving tzedaka, but even if it's a halva of mois and something that's a real task, it's something that takes yishuv hadas, if it's tzarchi shemayim, it's mutter. The Paiskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and others are also matir to make breakfast for the kids who are going to school, and be Isaac in feeding and making snacks for the children, which is Tzarchi Shemayim. It's incumbent upon a person to feed his family and to get them out to school, and it's a tremendous chesed, and therefore it will be considered Tzarchi Shemayim, and it will be mutter even before Shacharis. In Truvas Rivavai Sephraim, and in other svarim, it's brought down that if a person has to exercise for tzarchi gufoy, and the only time it would be meglach, it would be possible for him to exercise b'takabi before shachris, that would be mutar al tchet cheftei shemayim. If there's a very strong reason why he can't do it after davening, it would be considered cheftei shemayim. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shloima mentions that there's that if a person is just doing something that's natural, that's something that is not considered even a malacha, it's something that's he's not sitting down to, it's just like a passive type of thing, like taking out the garbage or making a person's bed. He even mentions just glancing at the newspaper would be mutter, because that is not considered asiyas tzracha lifnei shachris. It's not even asiyas tzracha, it's not even a malacha, it's just a passive act, a natural passive act, that would be mutter, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, before davening. So, you know, the Indian checking a person's emails before shachris, you know, it would depend. If the person is looking out for a specific email that has that is tzedakah related or klal work, possibly that would be mutter before davening. If a person will not be get engrossed in his emails and not start answering emails, just wants to check to make sure to see what's doing, to see what came in, possibly one can rely on the heter of Ian Chituf Be'itoin that Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down, that if it's not an active malacha, but rather it's something passive, then yesh lahakol. But of course, if a person has a tendency to get involved and engrossed in answering and being busy with his tzrachim, and not just checking the email, but rather being oisik in the email, or there's that chashash, then a person should refrain from doing that until after shachris.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present the Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.